It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
We play today, we win today, that's it. Let's go. Gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to another KM, the 2 a.m., freshly back from Yankee Stadium in the Bronx, New York. I'm downtown here at the Fan. It took me about 40 minutes to get out of there, but I was on time. I'm set up in here with my notes, box scores ready, looking at Twitter, and man, that's what it's supposed to look like, feel like. What a night. As I was driving back, thinking about the game tonight, I'm like, man, how are we allowed to have that much fun on the first Wednesday in June? Yankee fans, we are blessed with this team, the weather, the giveaways, the organization right now. It is a product of what we had to go through last year. Let's live in it again tonight. Let's enjoy another Yankee win. The Yankees win. Shout out to John Sterling. Shout out to Susan. Shout out to Ricky Ricardo, Justin Shackle, Emmanuel Barbari, Keith McPherson. It's funny, man. I'm listening to Ricky. I'm like, yo, I want to call a game with Ricky. Ricky is killing it. Like, no one is telling me to say this. Nobody is telling, like, I don't have to say it. You guys that are listening to the game last night and tonight, and hearing Ricky Ricardo, I know it's not the first time for a lot of you, but Ricky is a pro. He's got the knowledge. It's not his 101st rodeo, and I am enjoying his calls, hearing him in the stadium, hearing him in the car, hearing him at the end of the game. It's great. Everything's great. Everything's coming up roses for the New York Yankees. Juan Soto basketball jersey night. Yo, I don't think I've ever seen that many people outside the stadium about a half hour, 15 minutes before the gates opened for any bobblehead. And if you guys have been following me or familiar with me, you know how many bobbleheads I've collected over the years. I used to do bobblehead unboxing videos way before I was on the radio. I used to stand in line and wait for the bobbleheads and camp out there. And when I pulled up today, just riding through traffic, I'm like, the lines are connecting outside. I laugh because Yankee fans are the greatest fans in the world. There's no other fan base like this. Juan Soto is a quote-unquote rental. Juan Soto's only here for a year. Yeah, all right. I'm the type of guy, I don't buy players' jerseys until they're locked up, until they sign a contract. Well, I got a free Juan Soto basketball jersey on right now. And shout out to you if you got one. And if you didn't get one, don't feel too bad. Man, I saw a guy today who personalized his Yankees hockey jersey with Soto 22 on the back, and it had like the Rangers font. I'm like, that's cool. If you look at my Instagram, it's on there. I was like, ooh, rare custom. And man, you got to understand, right? That's a marketing tool. Juan Soto basketball jersey night. We're deep into the season now. Well, not deep, but you know, we're deeper into the season. You've known about the promotional items for a while. And you know, I heard Evan Roberts talk about it, and I just disagreed with, you know, what Evan had to say about it, that there should be more or whatever. Like, that's the whole thing, yo. They want you to get there early. They want you to get in the seats early. And then you spend more money on food and beer through the time, whatever, and well done. And I'm not mad at it. Security is on 10. I'm not mad at them either. Security, they have to be on 10. And I appreciate you guys. They're pressing everybody. They pressed me like Sauce Gardner today. Hey, hold on. Are you coming in as a fan or are you coming in as media? And then I was really perplexed. I'm like, both. At this point, I think I'm both every time I come through. Are you here to work? Are you here to watch the game? Literally both. I'm working. I'm taking videos, pictures, taking selfies with people, shaking hands, kissing babies, making my rounds, hooking people up, sending people tickets so they can get in, man. It's a family affair, and it's a great time for Yankee fans this summer. 888-808-1019, like FM, KM to 2 a.m. We got plenty of time. It's almost 11. Let's talk about the game. So with that energy that comes into the stadium, right, it's a quarter after six, and there's a lot of people in their seats. There's a lot of people spread out. I saw a lot of familiar faces. Shout out to you if I saw you tonight. It was all love, man, because when the Yankees are the Yankees, Yankee fans are Yankee fans. You picking up what I'm putting down? Like, we are there to pick them up. We are there to support the team. And you know what? I'm very supportive of this man right now. I wish I bet his strikeout prop. And I was so much enjoying this man pitch that if you were around me, which I know some of you were, I don't need a two-strike whale. Two strikes, two outs, I'm up, I'm clapping. Let's go, Los. Los the Don. Carlos Rodon, man. Hit refresh on your information if you're still thinking about last year. I know I put out there that he blew the kiss in Anaheim because he was just in Anaheim. Refresh your information if you're thinking about booing this guy, which I never thought made any sense. We're paying this guy too much. We're relying on him. Do you not root for everybody in those pinstripes? I do. And I loved watching him pitch tonight. He had everything going, and he's a different guy in year two. Now, not everybody can be Juan Soto year one. Not everybody can just have this command. Juan Soto tonight did it with the defense, and that got me fired up. I had too much money riding on him to homer. You know how many guys hit homers on their bobblehead night or their jersey night or whatever. Soto got a hit, scored two runs, had two strikeouts, two walks. I felt like he was pressing. And I honestly felt like since that game early on, right, it was 4-0, that game got going, the scoring got going. I'm like, Minnesota, nice. So nice, you knew we were going to beat them twice. Our pals, because we are your friends. They are here. They are here to lay down. They are here to get swept again before we welcome in the LA Dodgers. We'll talk about that in a minute. 888-808-1019. Like, security being on 10? Good. I want y'all to be on 10. When Los Doyas come in Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Pantone 294 and their plans of marching down River Ave and taking over the stadium. It's not happening. Shout out to the Bleacher Creatures, Terror Squad, Yankee Stadium security, season ticket holders, folks from Legends up to the grandstand, man. We are out there in full force, and it's a great time. And it's a great vibe. Juan Soto, I would bet on tomorrow. I bet Juan Soto homers tomorrow or has a big game tomorrow because he seemed like he wanted it so bad, seemed like he was pressing so bad, but that's perfectly fine. That's perfectly fine. I was happy to see Gleyber Torres do his thing. Back-to-back nights, Gleyber Torres contributing. Refresh your information on Gleyber Torres. Gleyber's a bum. He's not hitting. What's the use? Obviously, I'm upset with Gleyber and his glove, but you live to fight another day, and you hope that he cleans it up. He's been hitting lower in the lineup. He's coming along now, and that's great. That's great for us. Aaron Judge tacked on 5 ribbies today with 1 hit, 1 walk, a strikeout, and it's great because he's just padding his stats, man. Get fat on the Minnesota Twins. Get fat on these guys. I mean, not for nothing. The Twins are having a better year for them, you know? They're 33-28, but I remember a stretch of games where they won like 10 games in a row. And I remember saying, hey, these are not your father's Twins. How many times do we say that? And we're like, oh, actually, maybe they are. But whatever. Anthony Volpe is a beast. This kid, bro, when he puts bat to ball, he is lightning. And he's going. And it gets the people going. I love watching Volpe play. He's a hustler. We just got to get him a tighter helmet. We just got to get, I know he's got a little head. We got to get Volpe the kid small helmet. He's swinging out of his helmet. He's running out of his helmet. And I think there was an article the other day talking about how he doesn't like not having his helmet on. Alex Verdugo. Yeah, you hear us barking. Where my dog's at? We right here, dog. When Byron Buxton hit that ball, people around me are like, that's gone. That's out. Nah, you got to watch. And I love Yankee Stadium because everything is gone. Even some of those foul balls Verdugo hit. Oh. Watch the outfielder's feet. As soon as you see the ball, if you can't track the ball, you can look at the grass and find their feet. And man, Verdugo, bro, it's good to have a guy in left field. I don't know what the future holds, and I don't care. I'm enjoying this guy right now. I dare say I love this guy. And I did not like him at all with the grills and the tattoos and the number 99 and the navy blue Red Sox jersey turning around and getting at the fans in left field. But man, when he made that play on that ball, I was like, excellent. Giancarlo Stanton, I got no issues with. Yeah, I get it, bro. You try to stretch out a double. It is what it is. You know, trying to get some. And man, everybody got a little bit tonight.
Rizzo with a knock and Stanton with two knocks. And like I said, trying to turn that single into a double and getting thrown out. He's not the fastest guy. But, yeah, I don't know about Dennis Santana. No comment. I mean, it is what it is with Dennis Santana. It was a struggle. But I got to kind of walk back some of my Michael Tonkin stuff. Obviously, I was pissed off the first game we saw him. Obviously, I didn't like his appearance out there in Milwaukee when he blew that game. And obviously, there was a few things that went on with Clay Holmes or whatever. I had a drop that was in rotation here on WFAN where I was like, more honking, less tonking. Get this guy out of here. No. He's been great. He's been solid since that time. And just quietly under the radar getting it done. If you look at his numbers, you look at his stats. Thank you, Michael Tonkin. So there's the Yankee game, right? The Yankees scored 9 runs. The Mets also scored 9 runs. I'm in here watching the replay, and we'll talk about that next. But we got to go to the break and the update. There's a quick little open. Dial the number, 888-808-1019. This is Keith McPherson on the Fan. Marco coming up with the update. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the jungle, right? Let's check it out now. Let's get into it, man. Inside the 11 o'clock hour on the Fan. Coming up next, my Casamigos big shot of the night. It's your boy KM. Let's get right to the phones after I talk about LGYM. Let's go, Yankee Mets. I see the Yankee Mets over there. Luis Torrens, first homer. Harrison Bader, Bronxville guy. Told you his Mount Rushmore, all Yankees. Current Yankee loves the Yankees, that guy. Harrison Bader's been clutch. He's been pretty good for Mendy's club. I've been saying free Mendy, but you know what? Just when the Mets hit rock bottom, they bounce back up. So the Yankees score 9 runs after the Mets score 9 runs earlier today. And you have some hope. Hope, hope, hope week. Yeah, hope is all you can hope for. You don't want your season to be over, especially while Yankee fans are having a blast, stadium's packed. Sometimes these Mets, which these Mets are my Mets, I dubbed them the Make It Happen Mets 2 years ago. They were the Let It Happen Mets last year, and I don't know what they are this year, but they're still becoming fourth place team versus the third place Nationals, a team that you should beat. I think early in the season, when we were, you know, trying to figure out where the Mets were going to rank in the NL East, I think I had them either under the Marlins, which obviously the Marlins, never mind that. But I just had them finishing fourth behind either the Marlins or the Nationals. Nah, they should finish third. And sometimes you need to hit rock bottom. And sometimes you need a team meeting. Sometimes you need somebody to throw a glove and to be embarrassed and to look each other in the eyes and say, what are we doing, man? Are we not pro ball players? Are we not playing in New York City for the richest owner in the sport, one of the most respected presidents of baseball operations? And we have guys on this team that are making a lot of money, guys that have balled elsewhere that are here trying to prove themselves. Guys like Jose Iglesias that's getting an opportunity over a guy like Jeff McNeil. Who would have thought you just remove the flying squirrel and the team starts to fly? I think I heard it from a lot of Mets fans. I know I specifically heard Sal Licata say it, Frank the Tank say it, Evan probably said it. You know, it's just this guy slamming his bat. This guy's not doing anything but putting negative energy out there and hitting 230. Yeah, they can tell you he's still a starting second baseman, but man, you're getting results removing this guy. I think you want to stick with this lineup right here. And like I said, LGYM, let's go Yankee Mets. Even a former Yankee, Joey Gallo, gets the Washington Nationals on the board so they don't get shut out. But the Mets win 9-1. It's a good night. Let's live in the wins as the Mets sweep the Nationals. And as the Yankees take the series from Minnesota, so nice to know we're going to beat them twice. That's 7 wins in a row. All we do is win, win, win no matter what. Let's get to the phones. Morris out in Brooklyn, talk to me. You're first on the Fan.
How are you, Keith? How was the game tonight? Was it packed out there?
Bro, it was dumb packed. And it's just all love, man. Shout out to everybody. Like, as soon as I walked up, people were, yo, Keith. I'm giving people dabs, hugs, taking pictures. And I'm just like, I'm trying to walk down the street.
gate two line started to connect with the suite entrance line, gate four. I'm like, yo, the pandemonium out there for Juan Soto.
Yeah, everyone wants to get the jersey.
Yeah. Juan Soto is a Yankee.
And also they want to see the Yankees win because we own the Twins, so they know they're automatically going to come out with the win.
Yeah, bro, we put up four in the first inning. I'm like, oh, we're about to spank them.
Yeah, I want to talk about the trade deadline with you because it's coming up soon. I want to talk about the Yankee one and the Mets as well.
Let's.
I think as far as the Yankees are concerned, I think all they need really mainly is pitching, like maybe like some bullpen or maybe even a starter, and maybe one more power bat just to get it a little more spiked up, you know?
Yeah, just to get a little bit more greedy and say, all right, we're going to bulk this team up even more to make sure that, hey, we've got no holes. If somebody gets hurt, if somebody slumps, we got options. Sure.
Yeah, and as far as the Mets are concerned, I think they got to do the, like you've spoken about in the past, they have to do the rebuild. They have to go in the rebuild mode. And they got to get a bunch of prospects for none other than Pete Alonso. I'm of the opinion he's got to get out of here. He's got to get out of here because he's taking up too much space. If we could get tons and tons of prospects for him, and we could rebuild the farm system, and I'm sorry to say, Pete Alonso is not Aaron Judge, not even close.
Tons and tons of prospects. How many prospects are we talking about? Tons.
Maybe six.
Six prospects for Pete Alonso?
Yeah.
The polar bear?
Yeah.
Maybe, man. I think they're going to be taking phone calls on him and Jeff McNeil. I'd be taking phone calls on everybody. Them winning is cool. I still don't think it changes much. I know you're looking at the wild card. What have I said? Don't tell me about the wild card on June 5th. Don't tell me about the wild card on July 5th. Let's see if they keep this going. They were able to go on the road, get away from the toxicity of the Queens crew dancing on the dugout, and they were able to sweep the Washington Nationals. Keep it going. They've got a little bit of a break here before the London series. Thanks for the call, Morris. And I can't wait to talk about the London series. I don't know if any other host here went to the London series. Someone text me or tweet at me if I'm incorrect. I went 2019. If you've listened to me or followed me, you know I proposed to my wife there. It was amazing. It was one of the greatest trips of my life. It's my first time going to London. And I knew as soon as they announced the Yankees were playing in London, my wife had been there a couple of times. I'm like, yo, I'm going to London and I'm going to propose to my wife. She had no idea. And I did it the Friday going into the media day. And it was just a special trip. I always say, you know, the UK, London, it's enchanting. I know Evan's going. It's going to be a great time. I know I was telling you guys last year, hey, go if you can go, regardless of what the Mets team might look like or not. But go. It's two games against the Phillies. I mean, it's too late for you to go. But if you're going, good for you. You're probably on your way soon. You should be excited about it. I can't wait to talk about it. If you're a Mets fan with any questions about my trip or what it's going to look like, I know it's been 5 years, so people wrongfully bashed the London series because of the television broadcast, right? Fox, I think, and ESPN had it. I don't know what that looked like. I was at both games. I have no idea what that looked like, but I could tell you it was a lot of fun, and we'll talk about that tonight as well as we talk about the Mets sweeping the Nationals, and we talk about your New York Yankees winning seven in a row. Call me up if you got a Juan Soto jersey. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Eric is in Bayville. What's up, Eric? You got it.
Yo, Keith, what's up, man? It was nice meeting you tonight. I met you around the eighth inning up in the right field, but I see you doing your thing all around. I saw you like three times shaking hands, taking pictures with people. So to the Yankee brass, if you're listening, Keith is doing the grassroots campaign. You look great, man, and it's awesome to see that you work at the Fan. You do that for people, so it was pretty cool.
I don't know, yo. I was saying to someone out there today, I'm like, I was out here for so long and no one said anything to me, and I was out here by myself, and the creatures brought me in, and then I was running with the creatures and started doing podcasts and YouTube and Instagram and Twitter stuff. Like, you know, I've been in that stadium in so many different professions and iterations. I'm not going to change now. I'm still pulling up on everybody that I know and people that I don't know. I'm honored when people just, you know, yell my name or want to take a picture with me, shake my hand. I'm nothing without you guys listening and following and lifting me up straight up. So it's not a service. It's not a campaign.
I'm going to go to the game. If they fire me tomorrow, if they fire me tomorrow, I'm going to the Dodgers games. Like, it's not
knock on wood real quick. And it's, it's definitely noticed by the fans. I got tickets over by the judges' chambers. And awesome. That's my point is that, I went to 50 games last year, and it's like that place was a funeral.
Brutal.
And now it's like, holy smokes, this place is a party.
Yeah.
And we don't have the Jake Bowers of the world. And I'm just like, I turn to my buddy and I'm like, I wonder what Jake Bowers is doing. I got a little chuckle out of him. But my question is, if this goes out to any of the fans. So I got to the game. I got online at 5:30. And I usually get in by where the bleachers are. And I got in at 5:45. And there was nothing. Nobody was getting anything. Yeah, there was no tables.
I was in the bleachers.
So were they even giving jerseys out over there?
They were gone. And a lot of them were gone by 5:45, 5:50. Some of the creatures were coming to 2:03. I think CJ came in and had his jersey. And I was like, they're done. Like, there's no more jerseys. But that's because people are outside at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock.
Yeah, I have to admit, at 5:30, because you're only allowed in the stadium 90 minutes, the line wasn't too long, so whatever, I won't lose. But, like, it's real, bro. Like, the Yankees are worth $6 billion. These jerseys are worth 32 cents, bro. You can't give one to everybody. Like, come on, man.
That's the whole point. That's what I was saying. Evan was talking about, think about the kids. Okay, the kids got to think about, mom, dad, get me in that stadium early. My boy Leo picked up his son. His 5-year-old son got off the bus at 3:15. They got in the car from Monmouth County, drove up there as fast as he could. He's texting me, the lines are crazy. I'm like, just do what I told you. Go get in. Got a jersey. His kid can't fit the jersey, but got a jersey for his kid. Mission complete.
Yeah,
some people
life,
figure it out. Some people don't, and that is life.
Yeah, it's a good life lesson. With people, it's tough to get there. But you know what? The one thing I was going to make one last point is the one thing I don't like about like the bobblehead and the giveaways is like as adults, man, I'm a 40-year-old man. As adults, like we got to remember this is like kid oriented. When there's a Harry Potter day and I see some dude like, guys online, like, cutting kids to get some handouts. It's
this
like, come
baseball.
On, man, how old are we?
Man, I've been to these autograph signings. I've been to plenty of games. All-Star game ballot is up if you guys want to stuff the ballot for the Yankees. It's always the grown men. Sometimes really old guys, they do not care. They don't care about men, women, children.
Yeah, it's bogus, man. That's clown status.
It wouldn't be
and
me.
And the clowns
ever, but...
that jump around for foul balls.
Exactly,
and, like,
bro.
They knock like a whole family over.
Zach
like,
Hample, Zach Hample will run your kindergartner over for a home run or a ball thrown from an outfielder.
It's silly, but listen, the Yankees, 25 games above 500, knock on wood, Luis Gil, all these question marks that we had in the beginning of the season, we spoke, and I think that we came to a consensus on second or third place for these guys, but these guys are playing way above their heads. It's amazing to see. Cashman looks like he's playing 3D chess. I don't hear anybody chirping about that. Look at the ERAs of the pitchers that he gave up for Soto. You can't do anything wrong. So, me being a realist Yankee fan, I'm just hoping we stuff, instead of the ballot box, we stuff the win column.
We are.
Because the second half of the season, if we, if the pitching comes back to reality, let's call it, we're going to need that cushion. And dude, this is the most fun I've watched these guys since, 2017, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. But listen, thanks for nice meeting you, and I appreciate what you do.
Thanks, Eric. Nice meeting you as well. Thanks for the call. 888-808-1019. When I meet you guys at the stadium, what do I do? If you ever see me and I don't know you, a lot of people run up and just have their phones out, and that's cool. I understand. But I want to know you. I want to meet you. Being on the radio has changed the way I meet people, right? It used to be like, yo, what's up, man? This is my boy, blah, blah, blah. Yo, I'm Keith. Like, when I meet you, I shake your hand. What's your name? Where are you from? You listen to me on the radio? There's this one kid I saw in the stadium today. I saw him three different times because I'm on the move. And I'm like, where you know me from? He's like, Instagram, bro. He said it three times. I'm like, I'm just messing with you. Some kid I saw in the bleachers, at the top of the bleachers, he's screaming down. I'm in like row 5. He's like, Keith. I don't know his name. So I'm just yelling, Keith, back. It's fun, man. It's all good vibes, good energy. Grown men are going to trample kids for signed baseballs, for fly balls, foul balls, for Juan Soto jerseys, bobbleheads. It's baseball. It's the fanatical part of it. People love this stuff, and they don't care. They're thinking about their own collection. They're thinking about themselves and, you know, thinking about this team. Eric just said something. I'm like, I don't remember saying that. He's like, I think we agreed on this would be a third or fourth place team. Nah, I don't think I ever said that on air. Let's go back. I know a lot of us had some trepidation after the news about Gerrit Cole, but I don't think any of us were about to put a Juan Soto, Alex Verdugo, healthy Aaron Judge, Anthony Volpe. I don't think any of us were putting them as a fourth place team in this division with the Blue Jays and the O's, who lost to the Blue Jays today. Good. The Yankees own a 3.5-game lead in the division, which is also important. Stack wins. Yes, of course, stack as many wins in case the dog days are rough or this month of June is a gauntlet. Gerrit Cole is coming back, but we don't know exactly what Cole is going to be. Obviously, Clark is down. You know, you stack as many wins and you try to win the division. You try to have the best record in baseball, in the league, because those things are going to lend themselves to helping you when we get to October. 888-808-1019. My guy Frank from Bradley Beach Shore Conference on the phone, both sides.
Keith, what up, man?
What up, bro? I saw you holding down the dog pound with those beware of dog signs. I keep forgetting to bring my beware of dog sign. I did it early in the season.
Bro, I'm in the library in Point Pleasant at like 9 o'clock this morning printing 300 of those things and just handing them out to everybody in the section. And like my voice is hoarse from just barking for 3 hours.
Yeah, I had to stop.
I know. I'm like, my voice, like, I have to be an adult to people about professional things. And I'm like, I need to like get a throat lozenge because I'm already all wound up. I mean, you hit it, man. I mean, the energy and just the fun and the, like, Doogie and Judge, as they're coming out, they see all the beware of dog signs off. I mean, Keith, I'm not kidding. I printed 300 today.
I know. I saw you guys with stacks, and you could see them. And, man, you don't think Alex Verdugo feeds off of that, he's not letting ball drop.
No,
he's
right.
He's giving everything to go get to that Byron Buxton ball.
And that play, like, that's, you know, he had a tough play at the plate, but, like, that play in itself, like, you know, I heard the one guy talk about Jake Bowers, who, by the way, is having a somewhat productive season with the Brewers right now, believe it or not.
Yeah, good for him. He's not a bad call. Player.
Yeah.
He just doesn't belong here.
He's a big leaguer. He's a big leaguer somewhere. But, you know, exactly, man. What a fun time. I got my jersey. I'm a big Juan Soto guy. I'm loving Juan. But, I mean, I just, God bless Cousin Tim. Bronx Tim got in line like 2 hours before the game.
Good. Because you guys know the way. You understand. Like, yeah. You got to get in line, bro. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's the only way you ensure that you get in the stadium, get the giveaway, get to your seat, and hand out 300 beware of dog signs to everybody in the section.
We got to find someone to go tomorrow night and do that, because I can't do it every night. But, yeah, man, it's just fun. I think you were saying, like, this is how Yankees fans are when the Yankees are the Yankees.
Yeah.
And the stadium feels rowdy again. You know, it feels like zoo-ish, you know.
Just walking around, I'm like, yo, it's packed. Bro, that's why I said we're allowed to have that much fun on a Wednesday, the first Wednesday in June.
I know.
43,000 plus.
I text the chill, like, this feels like a playoff game. It's against the Twins on a Wednesday night. In June, like, school's not even out, and it's just, so, you know, I everything you're saying, and I'm trying to make it my little ritual, especially after a win, and I'm driving back to Bradley Beach to give my man Keith a call, and you know, just let you know you're killing it, and just, hey, man, it's a good day for a good day, baby. Nights like tonight, I'll be rocking that Soto jersey on the beach this weekend.
Yes, sir.
Come on, man. Let's go.
Appreciate you, Frank. Get home safe, man. That's my guy, Frank Luna. And, you know, he shouted out Jake Bowers because Jake Bowers came down the shore. And we have set up, man, a pipeline of Yankees coming down to Monmouth County. And I love it. We were just on the Yes Network. The Yes Network came and did a feature when Willie Randolph came down on the same weekend that I was blessed with the opportunity to sit in for Susan. And I just saw that feature. You know, shout out to Tim, man. Shout out to TJ. Shout out to Yes Network, period. I just appreciate y'all, man, for being solid. But there's been a consistent pipeline of Yankees going down to the shore area, and these little leaguers get to meet them. And, you know, these guys that watch Willie Randolph get to show up and tell Willie where they were, you know, watching Willie Randolph at. And, you know, Frank and his cousin have a baseball that was passed down from their grandmother that Willie signed X amount of years ago, and they've held on to it until this opportunity. And it's just great, man. For me to be from the shore area, to have figured it out in the city, going to the stadium, doing what I do, making content, and then getting an opportunity to be on WFAN. And it's just full circle, man. It's a good time to be a Yankee fan. We're blessed to have this team, to be able to go to the stadium and just have a Wednesday night like that. It doesn't happen like that around the country. It doesn't happen like that. As you saw last year, every year, there's something special about this Yankees team. Coming up, my Casamigos big shot of the night. We're going to pick out one special player that performed well tonight. We'll talk about that. But hey, plenty of your calls, plenty more conversation about the New York Yankees. What's coming up next? We'll talk Mets as well. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. BRB.
Wakanda. Welcome.
The Casamigos big shot of the night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. And tonight's Casamigos big shot of the night is the Big 5-5, Los de Don. Carlos Rodon goes out there tonight. And I'm like, strike them all out, Los. After the Yankees put up 4 runs in the first inning, I'm like, there's no pressure on you, Carlos. Last year was last year. We don't care about that. This is this year. And he's standing on business. He's 8-2. I don't mind that. Little bit over 3.08 ERA. It doesn't matter. I'm looking at him going out there tonight. He had everything going. And, I mean, he got into a little bit of trouble, but I don't care yet. This is a guy that, like, so many people looked at as, oh, well, the Yankee season hinges on what version of Carlos Rodon they're getting. Well, they're getting a pretty good version of him. I don't dread watching him pitch. I was excited watching him pitch. 2 strikes, 2 outs. I'm on my feet. I'm clapping. I'm trying to will this guy into a PC Richardson. Great job tonight. Only gave up 3 hits, 2 earned runs, 9 strikeouts. And I'm like, bruh, as I was firing off Juan Soto to homer, Juan Soto 2 homers, Juan Soto 4 total bases bets, thinking it's his jersey night. He's going to ball out. Should have put a couple coins on Carlos Rodon, strikeout 9. Next time. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Let's get right back to the phones. We have to share. I know. It's a Yankee vibe. I'm a Yankee fan. You just heard the Yankee game, pregame, game, postgame. I just came from the game. You hear Yankee fans calling that saw me at the game. We got to share the radio station, though. Meet the Mets. Step right up and meet the Mets. Look at this box score, yo. These guys tonight, like, man, baseball is such a sport of failure, and it'll humble you. It'll make you question everything, especially as a fan, not even as a player. As a fan, you know, Mets fans are miserable, especially, you know, if you are the type that is looking across town at the Yankees. But think about, you know, what happened to get to here. The shenanigans that went on, right? Only the Mets can out. Mets the Mets. Whatever. These guys just keep going to work. Got to tip my cap to Luis Severino going out there. 8 innings, holding it down. And I mean, When you look at the lineup, like I said, I'm looking at the lineup during the break. I'm like, everybody got a hit. And the top of the order, Lindor had 2 hits. And in the 9 spot, Torrens had 2 hits. And man, 3 RBI day from Bader, 2 from Torrens. That's why I dropped my LGYM. Let's go Yankee Mets. Yankees are helping the Mets a little bit. And I mean, when you look at Mark Vientos, his OPS, man. He's getting an opportunity. Good for him. And we'll see where this goes. I know you're not worried about Brett Beatty, but Francisco Alvarez, he's not going to join the team in London, but he's on the mend. He's on his way back. That's my favorite Met. That's the guy. Like, that's the guy you want to come back and really energize you. Omar Narvaez, gone. I think I read, shout out to my boy Ben, sent me Omar Narvaez and Jorge Lopez released after being DFA. at least your president of baseball operations is changing things. He's going to work. You're gone. They're like, we're not going to sit around and let the same guys go through the same motions all year. We have a whole season in front of us. Technically, we're not that far out of a wild card spot. And you can't be mad at the Mets going and sweeping the Nationals in their ballpark. The Nationals made some noise early in the season where people thinking they were going to be something. You can't be mad at this Mets lineup with a couple different faces mixed in. A couple guys taken out, like, you know, Brett Beatty and Jeff McNeil. I know a lot of y'all are tired of watching Brett Beatty try to play third base and Jeff McNeil try to hit. Well, you don't have to watch these guys. They go to D.C., they sweep the Nationals, and that is a happy flight overseas for the London series, where when I was there, 50 runs were scored. Between the Mets and Yankees, I remember going to the bathroom. The Yankees scored some runs. Everybody's trying to run to the bathroom. And before we can get back to our seats, there's more runs, home runs. So that it's not a ballpark. That stadium is for soccer. It can fit 100,000 fans in it. And I don't know if they're going to sell 100,000 tickets. I got to look that up. I don't think the Yankees and Red Sox did. They were close. But it's a great experience. I think I heard Evan talking about not being sure about the London people. It's Americans. It's MLB running the whole operation. It's MLB over there. And what they did when the Yankees were there, man, the batter's eye was weird. There were fireworks. The foul territory was like extra large. It was just odd. It was just different. Like even where the seats were, I'm like, this isn't right. And like I'm big on, you know, culture as far as like watching a game in the stadium, etiquette, like no one went, like, you know, you hear me talk about two strikes, two outs. I mean, I learned from the creatures, right? Even somebody was sitting by me and I try not to do it because people get the wrong idea, but I can't help it. I hear bump, 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 bump. Mets fans really suck. It's not personal. It's just something that we do in 203 that I picked up over the years. You hear the sounds, it triggers it. But you know, Mets fans are all right. And I hope you enjoy the London series if you're going. I hope you enjoy watching it. I'm sure they learned something over the course of the 5 years since the last one. I think they were saving the turf from the last one. It's different. What I'm saying is anything can happen. And even though the Phillies are this juggernaut, which they have the same record as the Yankees. Let me go check the standings right now. Yup. The Phillies are supposed to be this juggernaut. Don't fear them. You're coming off winning 3 games, a happy flight, some changes in your clubhouse, where who knows what's going to happen with the Mets overseas. Just win 1 game. There's going to be a lot of runs scored, and clearly these Mets don't have a problem scoring runs. Josh is in Passaic. Josh, you're back on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, how you doing?
I'm all right. Working.
So, first of all, great Mets win tonight, and the lineup's looking great. And it's so funny with the catcher. He had 2 homers tonight. That's half of how many homers the rest of the catchers for the Mets have combined for this year. Just in 2 at-bats in a row, it shows how bad the catcher situation has been. Hopefully, with Alvarez coming back, it will fully improve. I mean, if this guy, he could be the second catcher, whatever it is, that is on Narvaez. Neither was actually okay, but he wasn't giving too much pop, and Severino didn't have to give any chance for the bullpen. And this guy's been great. He's had a few bad games. He has a nice amount of hits. But as a pitcher this year, he's kept the ball in the park, and I think at the end of his country was a very big success.
Yeah, it was good for you, I bet, today to watch a Mets game where you get a lead early, you keep the lead the whole time, you smoke them, you blow them out. It's no contest.
Right, and they do it also indoors. It's just when he does this like every year. He starts slow, comes back, and that's, I never was really complaining too much about Lindor. Because even though everybody likes to say the contract, but that contract's not even going to be too much in a few years. And it's great to see him hitting the ball. But I wanted to ask you on the Yankees, Keith, are you ready to give up on Rizzo, and what do you want?
No, what?
Paul Goldschmidt from the Cardinals.
Where'd that come from, Josh? They're not giving up on Rizzo. Paul Goldschmidt, shout out to Goldie. I don't know. Did you read that on Twitter or something? I'm not giving up on Rizzo.
No.
And I don't know we'd have to give up to get Paul Goldschmidt. He's a great hitter, a great player. But no, they love Rizzo. Man, this is a team. There's ebbs and flows. I'm glad Rizzo is healthy. But like, that's Judge's right-hand man. Rizzo's a gold glover, former world champion. He brings the right mentality into the clubhouse. Even like Gleyber Torres coming along now, like I'm rooting for these guys. I'm rooting for every Yankee. I don't want to be mad at these guys. I don't want these guys, you know, I don't want to talk negative about these guys. They are giving us thrills every night. So, no, I'm not giving up on anybody. But, yes, refresher information with Francisco Lindor. He's doing it. I talked about the All-Star ballot. I'm going to bring that up in a little bit. Last night, somebody called me, and they said, why can't Lindor be an All-Star? And I said, why don't you vote for him? He could be.
So I didn't see that. I didn't see the culture thing online, but I did see they had one of the websites that it was, I saw was advertisement for the London series. And I don't know if you talked about this, but they had Jake Reed on it from 2022 sidearm pitcher, but like an ADRA, and he's on the cover of the Mets.
Yeah, well, what I'll say about that, some of those are, like, I think I heard Evan talking about that. Some of those are chosen by people that aren't diehard baseball fans. They might just be graphic designers or marketing people. They need a better QA process for that. Also, some of those things get punched up a long time out. This London series has been a long time in the making. I think there was a... Didn't the Cubs play the Cardinals out there, or did that get canceled for COVID? I don't know. But either way, these London series, Seoul series, you know, playing in Cuba, playing in Australia, playing in Mexico City, they do these so far out. They're not making the advertisements right now, which they should, because all this stuff is digital and easy to make. But yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about who's on the marquee.
Right, and there's no reason the Mets shouldn't at least take one game or something like that, because they actually have some confidence now. And Doe speaking a little bit about that, and Julio Mendoza is also about good, you know, get some wins under the belt. And even when they played the Phillies and they're on like their skid of theirs, the Phillies in 20 minutes, they didn't look so good. The Mets blew one of the games. Williams, they lost it. So I don't think that there should be any reason not to split. I mean, the Phillies are a good team, but
you can split with them in London. I mean, that home and home series was a little weird. I think you can split, maybe even take two. Wouldn't that be grand to take two? You're not going to Citizens Bank Park. You're not in Citi Field. This is a neutral site. It's a complete different vibe. Like, when they announce the players, there's fireworks going on. There's, like, pyrotechnics on the field. Like, Craig David performed before one of the games. It's these blokes do it different over there. And, you know, you'll see. I can't wait to watch the coverage of it.
And then I'll keep last thing a little bit on the spot. Does Kyrie Irving go out tomorrow night and drop 40 and set the Celtics fans up, or does he give them a middle, or does he go off like 10 points?
Wakanda! Welcome!
The Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. And tonight's Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is the Big 5-5, Los de Don. Carlos Rodon goes out there tonight, and I'm like, strike them all out, Los. After the Yankees put up 4 runs in the first inning, I'm like, there's no pressure on you, Carlos. Last year was last year. We don't care about that. This is this year. And he's standing on business. He's 8-2. I don't mind that little bit over 3.08 ERA. It doesn't matter. I'm looking at him going out there tonight. He had everything going. And, I mean, he got into a little bit of trouble, but I don't care yet. This is a guy that, like, so many people looked at as, oh, well, the Yankee season hinges on what version of Carlos Rodon they're getting. Well, they're getting a pretty good version of him. I don't dread watching him pitch. I was excited watching him pitch. 2 strikes, 2 outs. I'm on my feet. I'm clapping. I'm trying to will this guy into a PC Richardson. Great job tonight. Only gave up 3 hits, 2 earned runs, 9 strikeouts. And I'm like, bruh, as I was firing off Juan Soto to homer, Juan Soto 2 homers, Juan Soto 4 total bases bets, thinking it's his jersey night. He's going to ball out. Should have put a couple coins on Carlos Rodon, strikeout 9. Next time. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Let's get right back to the phones. We have to share. I know. It's a Yankee vibe. I'm a Yankee fan. You just heard the Yankee game, pre-game, game, post-game. I just came from the game. You hear Yankee fans calling that. Saw me at the game. We got to share the radio station, though. Meet the Mets. Step right up and meet the Mets. Look at this box score, yo. These guys tonight, like, man, baseball is such a sport of failure, and it'll humble you, and it'll make you question everything, especially as a fan, not even as a player. As a fan, you know, Mets fans are miserable, especially, you know, if you are the type that is looking across town at the Yankees. But think about, you know, what happened to get to here. the shenanigans that went on, right? Only the Mets can out Mets the Mets, whatever. These guys just keep going to work. Got to tip my cap to Luis Severino going out there, 8 innings, holding it down. And I mean, when you look at the lineup, like I said, I'm looking at the lineup during the break, I'm like, everybody got a hit. And the top of the order, Lindor had 2 hits. And in the 9 spot, Torrens had 2 hits. And man, 3 RBI day from Bader, 2 from Torrens. That's why I dropped my LGYM. Let's go Yankee Mets. Yankees are helping the Mets a little bit. And I mean, when you look at Mark Vientos, his OPS, man, he's getting an opportunity. Good for him. And we'll see where this goes. I know you're not worried about Brett Beatty, but Francisco Alvarez, he's not going to join the team in London, but he's on the mend. He's on his way back. That's my favorite Met. That's the guy. Like, that's the guy you want to come back and really energize you. Omar Narvaez, gone. I think I read, shout out to my boy Ben, sent me Omar Narvaez and Jorge Lopez released after being DFA'd. At least your president of baseball operations is changing things. He's going to work. You're gone. They're like, we're not going to sit around and let the same guys go through the same motions all year. We have a whole season in front of us. Technically, we're not that far out of a wild card spot. And you can't be mad at the Mets going and sweeping the Nationals in their ballpark. The Nationals made some noise early in the season where people thinking they were going to be something. You can't be mad at this Mets lineup with a couple different faces mixed in. Couple guys taken out, like, you know, Brett Beatty and Jeff McNeil. I know a lot of y'all are tired of watching Brett Beatty try to play third base and Jeff McNeil try to hit. Well, you don't have to watch these guys. They go to D.C., they sweep the Nationals, and that is a happy flight overseas for the London series, where when I was there, 50 runs were scored. Between the Mets and Yankees, I remember going to the bathroom. The Yankees scored some runs. Everybody's trying to run to the bathroom. And before we can get back to our seats, there's more runs, home runs. So that it's not a ballpark. That stadium is for soccer. It can fit 100,000 fans in it. And I don't know if they're going to sell 100,000 tickets. I got to look that up. I don't think the Yankees and Red Sox did. They were close. But it's a great experience. I think I heard Evan talking about not being sure about the London people. It's Americans. It's MLB running the whole operation. It's MLB over there. And what they did when the Yankees were there, man, the batter's eye was weird. There were fireworks. The foul territory was, like, extra large. It was just odd. It was just different. Like, even where the seats were, I'm like, this isn't right. And, like, I'm big on, you know, culture as far as, like, watching a game in the stadium, etiquette. Like, no one went, like, you know, you hear me talk about 2 strikes, 2 outs. I mean, I learned from the creatures, right? Even somebody was sitting by me. And I try not to do it because people get the wrong idea, but I can't help it. I hear bump, bump, bum-na-dum, Mets fans really suck. It's not personal. It's just something that we do in 203 that I picked up over the years. You hear the sounds. It triggers it. But you know, Mets fans are all right. And I hope you enjoy the London series if you're going. I hope you enjoy watching it. I'm sure they learned something over the course of the 5 years since the last one. I think they were saving the turf from the last one. It's different. What I'm saying is anything can happen. And even though the Phillies are this juggernaut, which they have the same record as the Yankees. Let me go check the standings right now. Yup. The Phillies are supposed to be this juggernaut. Don't fear them. You're coming off winning 3 games, a happy flight, some changes in your clubhouse where who knows what's going to happen with the Mets overseas. Just win 1 game. There's going to be a lot of runs scored. And clearly these Mets don't have a problem scoring runs. Josh is in Passaic. Josh, you're back on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, how you doing?
I'm all right. Working.
So, first of all, great Mets win tonight, and the lineup's looking great. And it's so funny with the catcher. He had 2 homers tonight. That's half of how many homers the rest of the catchers for the Mets have combined for this year. Just in 2 at-bats in a row, it shows how bad the catch situation has been. Hopefully, with Alvarez coming back, it will fully improve. I mean, if this guy, he could be a second catcher, whatever it is. That was on Narvaez. Neither was actually okay, but he wasn't giving too much pop, and Severino didn't have to give any chance for the bullpen. And this guy's been great. He's had a few bad games. He has a nice amount of hits, but as a pitcher this year, he's kept the ball in the park, and I think at the end of the day, his country was a very big success.
Yeah, it was good for you, I bet, today to watch a Mets game where you get a lead early, you keep the lead the whole time, you smoke them, you blow them out. It's no contest.
Right, and you do it also indoors. It's funny, he does this like every year. He starts slow, comes back, and that's why I never was really complaining too much about Lindor. Because even though everybody likes to say the contract, but that contract's not even going to be too much in a few years. And it's great to see him hitting the ball. But I wanted to ask you on the Yankees, Keith, are you ready to give up on Rizzo, and what do you want Paul Goldschmidt from the Cardinals?
Where'd that come from, Josh? They're not giving up on Rizzo. Paul Goldschmidt, shout out to Goldie. I don't know. Did you read that on Twitter or something? I'm not giving up on Rizzo.
No.
And I don't know what we'd have to give up to get Paul Goldschmidt. He's a great hitter, great player. But no, they love Rizzo. Man, this is a team. There's ebbs and flows. I'm glad Rizzo is healthy. But like that's Judge's right-hand man. Rizzo's a gold glover, former world champion. He brings the right mentality into the clubhouse. Even like Gleyber Torres coming along now, like I'm rooting for these guys. I'm rooting for every Yankee. I don't want to be mad at these guys. I don't want these guys, you know, I don't want to talk negative about these guys. They are giving us thrills every night. So, no, I'm not giving up on anybody. But, yes, refresh your information with Francisco Lindor. He's doing it. I talked about the All-Star ballot. I'm going to bring that up in a little bit. Last night somebody called me and they said, why can't Lindor be an All-Star? And I said, why don't you vote for him? He could be.
So I didn't see that. I didn't see the Goldschmidt thing online, but I did see they had one of the websites that it was, I saw was the advertisement for the London series. And I don't know if you talked about this, but they had Jake Reed on it from 2022 sidearm pitcher, but like an ADRA, and he's on the cover of the Mets.
Yeah, well, what I'll say about that, some of those are, like, I think I heard Evan talking about that. Some of those are chosen by people that aren't diehard baseball fans. They might just be graphic designers or marketing people. They need a better QA process for that. Also, some of those things get punched up a long time out. This London series has been a long time in the making. I think there was a... Didn't the Cubs play the Cardinals out there, or did that get canceled for COVID? I don't know. But either way, these London series, Seoul series, you know, playing in Cuba, playing in Australia, playing in Mexico City, they do these so far out. They're not making the advertisements right now, which they should, because all this stuff is digital and easy to make. But yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about who's on the marquee.
Right, and there's no reason the Mets shouldn't at least take one game or something like that, because they actually have some confidence now. And Doe was speaking a little bit about that, and Cody Mendoza is also about to, you know, get some wins and about. And even when they played the Phillies and they're on like their skid of theirs, the Phillies in 20 minutes they didn't look so good. The Mets blew one of the games. They lost it. So I don't think that there should be any reason not to split. I mean, the Phillies are a good team, but
you can split with them in London. I mean, that home and home series was a little weird. I think you can split, maybe even take two. Wouldn't that be grand to take two? You're not going to Citizens Bank Park. You're not in Citi Field. This is a neutral site. It's a complete different vibe. Like when they announce the players, there's fireworks going on. There's like pyrotechnics on the field. Like Craig David performed before one of the games. It's these blokes do it different over there, and you know, you'll see. I can't wait to watch the coverage of it.
And then I'll keep last thing a little bit on the spot. Does Kyrie Irving go out tomorrow night and drop 40 and set the Celtics fans up, or does he give them a middle, or does he go off like 10 points and 10, like 5 for 25 and hear and get from them all night?
Thanks for the call, Josh. I will talk about the NBA Finals, which I cannot wait to watch. I don't think there's one Nets fan on the planet that can't wait to watch Kyrie and Luka take on Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Nets fans got to feel like we're a part of this, right? This being our reality right now, we played a big part in both of these teams being who they are. From Jason Kidd and Kyrie to Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown being draft picks, I'm going to save the NBA conversation till after 12 because this is the NBA Finals. I mean, I don't know if you guys like basketball like that, but it's the NBA Finals, bro. We got to talk basketball. We got to watch these games. It's the highest level of basketball that you can get, and I'm excited for it. The storylines are great. I'm a Kobe guy, and you've got Kobe disciples in this matchup between, you know, obviously Luka, who was training with Kobe, and I mean, you guys all probably remember. You probably don't remember unless you're a hoop head, unless you're a Kobe head, unless you're a basketball guy. You guys remember, if you are, you remember, you know, Kobe repping the W. And with all this conversation around the WNBA, Kobe was repping that. Excuse me. I had to sneeze three times. And Kobe was repping the WNBA early because he wanted his daughter to eventually be, you know, like Caitlin Clark, really like a Sabrina Ionescu who worked with them. And I'll always remember the embrace, right, when Luka is playing the Lakers and Kobe is courtside and Luka and Kobe link up and, you know, they train with each other. And, man, the Mamba mentality, like I just think when you train with Kobe and you get close to that mentality, that excellence level, it stays with you. It stayed with Kyrie. You know, Kyrie talked about how he, you know, was a little tipsy and called Kobe after the 2016 finals. And Nets fans remember when Kobe passed, Kyrie did not show up to work that night. I get it. It is what it is. It's in the past. Jason Tatum is another one who trained with the Mamba Academy and kind of oddly put out a text when he was in the finals against Steph Curry, which they lost. And I just hope the Celtics lose again. But he put out a weird text that, like, he texted deceased Kobe something like, "I got you tonight." And I'm just like, I don't know, that's weird, bro. Like, why would you send that text, one? And then why would you screenshot it and post it to the world? But whatever. These are Kobe disciples. They obviously had a relationship with him. I'm a Kobe guy. I can't wait to watch these guys hoop. Can't wait to throw a couple coins on it. And we're definitely going to talk about it on The Fan. If nobody else is going to really lean into it, I definitely will. I'm going to watch all these games and talk about it. I'm going to talk about the Mets. I'm going to talk about the Yankees as well. We can wait on the football. Francisco Lindor could definitely be right there with Mookie Betts in the All-Star game. I think if you Mets fans go vote him over Trey Turner, right? I think that could certainly happen. And, yeah, we've got plenty more to do. 888-808-1019. I see folks want to talk about The Martian. I see folks want to talk about Garrett Cole. I see folks want to fast forward to the Dodgers series. Man, 43,000 people are there on a Wednesday for Juan Soto jersey. I know the tickets are sold out. Like, you got to finesse. I'm going to figure out some stuff for this weekend, too. It's going to be a great weekend. Everybody in baseball and the sports world will definitely have eyes on the Bronx, New York, with Shohei Ohtani and Freddie Freeman and those guys coming to town to face Judge and Juan Soto. Man, it's the most wonderful time again. Thanks for listening. Not done. I'm on till 2. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Taking another break. Waiting for you to call up. We'll be right back.